that third All-Ireland final weekend in a row at Croke Park. Like in hurling and men's football, the women's football crown, the Brendan Martin Trophy, is also heading for a new home this year. 11 times winners and beaten finalists in the last 2 years, Kerry, who we heard from yesterday, or Galway, looking to add to their only title from 20 years ago. Can they succeed where their men fell short last week? Our Midlands correspondent has been to Galway to find out.
Right, some of you join the end of this queue here. That's it. Come on, off you go.
Oh, I'm really excited because I'm going up, and I'd say big inspiration is Charlotte Cooney. She's back like myself, and she's from Clare Galway. It's class. Like, they deserve it, really. They work so hard. I think they'll win by a goal.
Football fever and a festival atmosphere. Clubs from all over the county gathered in Clare Galway ahead of Sunday's clash with Kerry.
I think Galway came back great this year after not a great league, but their match against Dublin, they really, even when it wasn't going too well for them, they really like stuck it out. They got the win in the end, so that was like really inspirational to see their determination.
My sister Andrea Trilla, she's on the panel and she plays the forwards. She's so bright now, but she comes on during the game, so it's great to look up to her, like a great role model and everything. So I just can't wait, hopefully, to be on the county myself someday.
I can't wait to go to the final. Hopefully they'll bring it home, give us a bit of glory, and the lads couldn't do it.
These young players have never seen the ladies' team win in All-Ireland. The last time Galway won was in 2004, and this is their first final since 2019.
Niamh Duggan, and I was a member of the team in 2004, the last year we won the All-Ireland. It's fantastic to see them really going well this year again. I suppose like when they got there in 2019, we had great hope, and unfortunately they didn't go right for them the day, but there's a few of those team members left over, and they're really pushing on again. That experience hopefully will get them over the line now on Sunday again.
Mary Hernan is the Secretary of Connacht LGFA and Galway LGFA's delegate to Central Council, and Frank Carney was the first chairperson of Galway LGFA. They've seen big changes in support for the sport over the years.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, back in 2004 when we won and when we would be looking for pitches for training or whatever else, you'd get a sort of women, you know, kind of thing. Now, I don't think there is a single club in the county that would not welcome a Galway team or just women's football, ladies football, I should say. Now, it's fantastic.
When it started off in 1974, I suppose, it was just a novelty at the beginning. Galway got to the second All-Ireland final in 1975, lost the final to Tipperary. I mean, looking at it that time, and looking at the team, looking at the preparation, looking at the standard of play, looking at all involvement, looking at support, looking at finances, and all sorts of things like that. I mean, they're so drastically different from today's game that one couldn't even imagine at the time how the game would grow from those humble beginnings when a small group of people got together starting the LGFA to what it is today.
Current chair of Galway LGFA, John Devlin, says excitement is growing.
You see it in every club now building up to it. Tickets, there's a good run on tickets, everyone is looking for them. There's a lot of clubs have people going busloads. So everyone is ready for it now, and it has been building slowly since our defeat to Dublin in the league, and it has been rolling in a good momentum since then.
And these 11 and 12-year-old players are the most confident that Galway will win on Sunday.
I think Galway will be able to pull through in the last few minutes of the match and maybe win by 2 points. And I just think it's great that like Galway women's footballers are doing so well, because it's really inspirational to every one of us here to see like people we look up to doing so well. So it'll be brilliant if they could win.
I think the Galway ladies, they will pull through the match. I think they're going to win by 2 points. And hopefully they get to hold the cup and lift it up in the stadium.
So I'm going up to the match to see the Galway girls, and I'm most excited to see all the captain and if we win, go out on the field and get like autographs and stuff like that.
Great final ahead. There are loads of tickets available for Sunday. They're on Ticketmaster. €30 for adults, €15 for juveniles for an All-Ireland final and one of the best days out at Croke Park. The Camogie final is next Sunday.